Paul, 0-0 today, a hard-fought but deserved point, would you agree?
Yeah, I think a draw's probably a fair result. You know, they'd have a bit of pressure for a period second half, as did we. You know, Sam's pulled off a good save, their goalkeeper's pulled off a good save, we've hit the bar. But, you know, three clean sheets in our own, you know, got to give a lot of credit to all the players. If you keep clean sheets, you're going to pick up points. It's not rocket science.
Well, how pleasing an aspect is that, Paul? I mean, I'm just going to come on to that point. You're playing with a lot of composure and authority at the back. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. And, you know, even when they had a little bit of pressure, they had it without really causing us any problems in and around the box. But, you know, it's not just the back five. It's everybody. You know, Theo starts it off in the front, working his socks off, and the other lads in the middle do their job as well. I just said to the boys there, it's not bad when we're a little bit disappointed not to get 9 points out of nine. You know, going into the new year now, we really have to build on it.
Well, we saw a couple of weeks ago, the evidence was there, Paul, that the Doncaster Rovers more than capable of mixing it against some of the more fancy teams in this division, let's say, with the win at Swindon. And again today, more evidence of that.
It is, and you know, they're a good team. I know their form's not been great recently more than anything else, but it's... they've got a lot of threats going forward, you know. McLean and James, Madison, Utsemore, you know, they're good players and really good players going forward. So we really had to set our stall out today. Thought we could have been better with the ball, but the pitch, it was really difficult. You know, it was a heavy pitch that cut up badly for both teams to play the football that they wanted to play. But I'm delighted to get a point. Slightly disappointed, if I'm being a bit greedy, that we've not got all three. But we'll take that.
And Mark de Valpo, were you fearing the red card, a second yellow perhaps there when he was brought off?
I've just spoke to Mark there and he completely understands. I understand his reaction, not being happy, and he's apologised for that. You know, but he did give away a few fouls, he picked up a yellow, then he gave away another two fouls straight after that. And the last thing we wanted to happen, especially with the referee's performance, was to end up with 10 men.
Well, I mean, we're almost at the end of the calendar year now, Paul. I mean, the form has been good towards the back end of the calendar year. Looking ahead now, the league just takes a little bit of a back seat, and you can look ahead to the FA Cup against the League One leaders, Bristol City. So it's another big game, a first test of the new year.
It is, but it's, you know, it's a cup game. We said we played Western Supermare, we said we played Oldham, who were in fantastic form when we went there and get into the next round. And, you know, repeat what I said before that game, it's a fantastic competition. It's a competition we want to do well in. We're at home, you know, we picked up a good home win. Defensively we're looking really good, we're looking dangerous on the break. So it should be a good game against a very good team.
Can I ask you about the injury situation? But Richie Welland's not involved today. Was he ever close? Or you mentioned hamstring on Boxing Day, didn't you?
His hamstring's tightened up. You know, we're hopeful that he might be ready for Bristol City next week. If not, he'll definitely be right for the Oldham game. Harry just jarred his knee towards the end. So, you know, we had to take him off. But wasn't it great to see two of our own coming on the pitch, and Harry Middleton and young Billy Whitehouse as well?
Yeah, looking ahead, Paul, as well, on a wider point, you've got a little bit of work to do this week with regard to some of your standout players today and their contract situations. Is there an update on the likes of Reece Wabara, Andy Butler, Sam Johnston and Ender Stevens? Where are we at with those four players in particular?
Where we were last week, really. You know, we've had positive talks with them all. We decided to put it on a back burner, just purely to, so everybody could concentrate in the two games we had coming. So the boys will have a well-earned rest tomorrow.
You're giving them that?
Yeah, they can have a rest for a day. You know, it's been a busy period and they've put a lot of effort into it. And then we'll sit down with the ones you've just mentioned next week and hopefully get everything sorted out.
Final question from me, Paul, and I'm not honestly trying to put your head on the block here or apply any pressure. We're just about shy of the halfway point in League One. What would be your appraisal of where we are so far and what might you be looking for as a target perhaps towards the second half of the season?
Well, we said at the start of the season and sort of recent months as well that if we could push top half, go into the Christmas time, go into the new year, it would be happy, or I'll be happy with that. And then it gives us an opportunity to really kick on after that. You know, it's a difficult league. We've seen a short space of time, if we pick up three results, how quickly you can move up the table, but at the same time, if you don't, how quickly you can slip back down. But we're pleased with our form, we're reasonably pleased where we are at the minute, and I want the boys to carry that on into the new year now.